KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Starting off, taking a look at high school sports from last night. The Underwood co-ed Eagle Relays were held. And on the girls' side, it was Trainer winning with 191.5 points. Underwood was second with 178, followed by Riverside, Fremont Mills, and East Mills. On the boys' side, it was Trainer winning with 154 points there as well, so they sweep both the boys' and the girls' titles. Underwood was second with 122.5, Riverside third with 120, followed by Fremont Mills, Essex, and East Mills, then rounding out the field. Some of the highlights there. On the girls' side, it was Michaela Olson of Trainer winning the 100-meter dash. Sienna Black of Trainer wins the 200. Kennedy Elwood of Trainer wins the 400 meters. The 800 went to Shelby Moore of East Mills. Connor Sudman of Trainer won the 100 hurdles. It was Noelle James of Trainer taking the 1,500-meter run. Jeanette Schraft of East Mills wins the 3,000. Erica Rowe of Underwood takes the 400 hurdles title. Also, Lauren Chapcott of Underwood was the champion of the discus. The high jump went to Bailey Housechild of Fremont Mills. Rachel Witzke of Fremont Mills wins the long jump, and Madeline Deichler of Trainer takes the shot put title. On the boys' side, it was Mason Venata of Fremont Mills winning the 100 meters. The 200 went to Gavin Dominguez of Underwood. Chase Reed of Trainer was the 400 winner. The 800 won by Otis Mateka of Riverside. Parker Powers of Fremont Mills won the 110 hurdles. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer, the 1,600-meter run title. Cal Savin of Underwood won the 3,200-meter run. Kyle Shapcott of Underwood wins the 400 hurdles. Sam Phillips of Fremont Mills takes the discus title. The high jump goes to Parker Powers of Fremont Mills. Jake Fisher of Trainer won the long jump, and the shot put went to Matt Glockel of East Mills. Let's look at the Underwood co-ed Eagle Relays last night. At the Westwood co-ed Rebel Relays, in the girls' team scoring, it was OABCIG winning with 125 points. Missouri Valley was second with 102, followed by Maple Valley, Anthon Otto, Ridgeview, Boyer Valley, Whiting, Westwood, River Valley, and West Monona. On the boys' side, it was Missouri Valley winning with 171 points. OABCIG second with 115, followed by West Monona, Westwood, Maple Valley, Anthon Otto, Ridgeview, River Valley, Siouxland Christian, and Whiting. There also was a small meet in Ogden at the Ogden Co-Ed Relays, and the girls scoring, it was Ogden winning with 118 points. Woodward Granger and Glidden Ralston rounded out the girls' teams. And the boys' side, it was Woodward Academy winning with 121 points. Ogden, Woodward Granger, and Glidden Ralston rounded out the boys' field. You can take a look at the full results from those track meets. Links are included on these stories on our sports page at KJN.com. Also, another spring sports last night in girls golf. It was Trainer over Underwood, 186 to 238. Medalist was Allie Anderson of Trainer with a 42. In boys golf, it was Trainer beating Underwood there as well, 168 to 173. Medalist was Kendrick Humphreys of Trainer with a round of 37. In girls soccer, Lewis Central beat Abraham Lincoln 4-3 in double overtime. And in boys soccer, was Abraham Lincoln a 2-1 win over Trainer last night. In Major League Baseball, game we had for you here on the radio, Tommy Pham doubled and hit a two-run homer after his recall from the minors. Matt Carpenter also hit a two-run homer, and the St. Louis Cardinals overcame injuries to two starting outfielders to beat the Atlanta Braves 10-0. Lance Lynn allowed four hits in six innings and has given up just two runs while winning four straight starts. Aledmys Diaz had three hits and three RBIs, including a two-run double in the Cardinals' four-run third and a run-scoring single in the sixth. Pham was recalled from AAA Memphis and started in center field after outfielder Stephen Piscotty was placed on the 10-day disabled list with a right hamstring strain. Dexter Fowler also was held out with a strained right shoulder, suffered in Thursday's 5-4 loss to Milwaukee. Mike Foltynewicz gave up 7 runs and 9 hits with 2 walks in 4 innings there for the Braves in the loss. We'll have the Cardinals and the Braves for you once again here today. It'll be a 5:15 pregame here this evening with first pitch on the way at 6:10. Jason Hamill allowed 3 hits over 6 innings for his first win with Kansas City. Eric Hosmer sent a 2-run homer splashing into the fountains behind the fence in right center field, and the Royals beat the Cleveland Indians 3-1 last night. Hamill struck out 6 and walked 2, ending a 6-start winless streak dating back to September 19th when he defeated Cincinnati for the Chicago Cubs. Hamill, who left the World Series champions as a free agent to sign a $16 million 2-year deal with Kansas City, failed to get out of the 4th inning in his previous 2 starts. Rookie Scott Alexander, Joaquim Soria, and Kevin Herrera combined for 1-hit relief. Alexander induced 3 straight groundouts in the 7th. Soria struck out Brandon Guyer, Roberto Perez, and Carlos Santana in the 8th, and Herrera allowed Edwin Encarnacion's 2-out double in the 9th before retiring Jose Ramirez on a groundout for his 4th save in 5 chances. In other Major League Baseball scores from yesterday in interleague play, it was the Yankees beating the Cubs 3-2. In the American League, Baltimore a 4-2 win over the White Sox. It was Toronto 8-4 over Tampa Bay. Minnesota 4-3 over Boston. Also, Detroit beat Oakland 7-2 and Houston 7-6 over the Angels in 10 innings. And Texas beat Seattle 3-1 in 13 innings of play. In the National League, it was Cincinnati 13-3 over San Francisco, Pittsburgh 4-0 over Milwaukee, Washington was a 4-2 winner over Philadelphia, the Mets beat Miami 8-7, it was Arizona 6-3 over Colorado, and the Dodgers beat San Diego 8-2. Also in college baseball yesterday, Tyler Cropley's 9th-inning RBI single helped Iowa to a 3-2 win over Michigan State. Jack Adams led off the 9th with a single before Robert Nystrom doubled to put him on 3rd with nobody out. And Cropley then bounced an RBI single down the 3rd base line to give Iowa the lead. The Hawkeyes struck first in the 4th inning on a Grant Judkins RBI ground out. Michigan State answered with one of their own in the bottom half. Mason McCoy hit a solo homer in the 6th to return Iowa to the lead, but Dan Durkin scored on a wild pitch to tie it in the 8th. Cropley finished the night with 2 hits, while Jake Adams had a hit, 2 runs scored, and walked twice. The reigning Big Ten pitcher of the week, Nick Gallagher, threw 7 innings, scattered 9 hits, and allowing only 1 run. He struck out 6 and walked just 1. And we'll have the second game of that series over the weekend here this afternoon for you as Iowa is at Michigan State. 11:30 the pregame here for you on KJN with the first pitch at about 11:45 here this morning. Also in news from the University of Iowa, they will announce they will hire an outside firm to review their employment practices after a jury ruled that it discriminated and retaliated against a high-ranking gay female athletic administrator. President Bruce Harreld announced Friday the independent review would begin with the athletics department, which was subject to Jane Meyer's 3-week trial. Jurors awarded Meyer $1.43 million Thursday for lost wages and emotional distress, agreeing that she faced discrimination based on gender and sexual orientation. Jurors also found that she faced retaliation and that the university violated Iowa's equal pay law. The cost of the case is expected to grow. Meyer's attorneys will be entitled to their fees and are expected to ask a judge to triple her lost wages since the jury ruled the pay violation was willful. In the NBA last night, the Cleveland Cavaliers picked up a 115-94 win over Toronto as they take a 3-0 series lead there. And San Antonio had a 2-1 lead now over Houston with a 103-92 win last night. In the National Hockey League, it was St. Louis 2-1 over Nashville to keep that series alive as Nashville leads it 3-2 now as they head that now into a another deciding game. And then also in a shootout last, or in overtime, double overtime there, Anaheim with the 3 late goals in the final 3.5 minutes of the game to tie it up against Edmonton, and then they win it in double overtime, 4-3 over the Oilers. And they now take a lead in that particular series by a 3-2 advantage. And also in other sporting news, Abel Tasman rallied from last and charged late to win the Kentucky Oaks by 1.25 lengths. That gives Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert the victory with his lone entrant in the weekend marquee races at Churchill Downs. Classic Empire is the 4-1 pre-race choice for Saturday's Kentucky Derby. Always Dreaming and McCracken are the co-second choices at 5-1. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.